The National Weather Service says portions of Illinois remained under severe weather watches in the overnight hours following an overnight tornado. Last night, one was reported in the northwest corner of Illinois. The Joe Davies County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported. Several trees were down, but officials didn't report other damage. Illinois Emergency Management Agency spokeswoman Patty Thompson says no injuries or damage has been reported statewide. Portions of southern and central Illinois were under thunderstorm watches. Severe weather rumbled across the Midwest, particularly in Minnesota and Iowa, leaving at least 8 dead. State officials are investigating a Bloomington daycare after a baby's death there earlier this month. Jimmy Whitlow with the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services says the agency has closed the home-based daycare for the time being. The center was closed on May 17th after 2-month-old Brooklyn Andres was found dead the day before. Bloomington police spokesman Dwayne Moss says the child was found unresponsive on a bed. She was later pronounced dead at the Broman Regional Medical Center in Normal. McLean County Coroner Beth Kimmerling says officials are awaiting the results of toxicology and tissue tests to find the cause of death. She says there weren't signs of abuse or obvious trauma. A working phone number for the daycare center could not be found. Governor Rod Blagojevich was criticized in a recent audit for leaving state boards and commissions with too many vacancies. The report shows that about a third of all such panels have less than the legally required number of members. As Amanda Vinicky reports, lawmakers are stepping in.
Some of the boards lacking enough members in the past 2 years include those charged with overseeing elevator safety, ethanol research, and the education of disabled children. Blagojevich made no appointments at all to other boards, including a capital punishment reform study group and a hospital services oversight board. That's also the case for the Eastern Illinois Economic Development Authority, as State Senator Dale Ryder, a Republican from Mattoon, explains.
While the authority was created in 2005, the governor's office has yet to appoint any of its three appointees, which makes it extraordinarily difficult for the Economic Development Authority do any work whatsoever.
In lieu of waiting any longer, the General Assembly's passed a measure that lowers the necessary quorum so the authority can take action with fewer members. Ryder admits the governor may not take kindly to the legislation.
I can appreciate where his knee-jerk reaction might be a little bit negative because it was necessary because he's not doing the appointments.
But he says he hopes that for the sake of creating jobs, Blagojevich will sign it into law. Ryder says he doesn't know of any other instances in which the legislature is trying to get around Blagojevich's lagging appointment issue. A call to the governor's office was unreturned. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Two suburban Chicago siblings have translated and sifted through their father's World War I diary, piecing together a picture of the Italian immigrant and veteran. Recently, the 90-page tattered journal, which was written in Italian, was translated. That gave 70-year-old Lee Malizia new details about her late father, said Emidio Damiani. Damiani served in the Italian army during the First World War. His diary recounts harrowing experiences, such as an October 1917 entry, which describes incoming fire and the screams of the wounded. Translating the diary wasn't easy. Malizia says her family located Italian scholar Alessandro Galateria of Milan online to do the job. He plans to unpublish the memoirs into a book. After the war, Damiani worked at the Chicago Heights Glass Factory. For nearly 3 decades, he died in 1979. That's our report of AM 580 News at this hour. We'll have more coming up at 7:30 this morning.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in St. Joseph and Tuscola, hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
It was a warm Memorial Day in store for us, but also possibly a stormy one. The forecast for Champaign-Urbana today calls for showers and thunderstorms that are likely the high around 80 degrees. Once again, tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely with a low of 52. Cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cooler with a high of 65. And for tomorrow night, around cooler, low of 48 degrees. Partly sunny on Wednesday, the high 68. Wednesday night and Thursday, mostly clear skies. The low in the 45-degree area. The high around 72. Partly cloudy Thursday evening. The low around 52. Partly sunny Friday with a high around 80. Mostly cloudy Friday evening. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. The low around 62. And looking ahead to Saturday, cloudy skies, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 82 degrees. Looking at the radar right now, we don't have anything around east central Illinois. Everything is to the south and west of us, right around Springfield, Effingham, St. Louis area, the heaviest storm activity. 65 degrees outside our studios on French Plaza right now in Bloomington, 63 degrees, and in Danville we have 70. That's a look at news and weather for this hour. I'm Jeff Bossert.
A peace agreement between Pakistan and Taliban insurgents seems to be having an unintended consequence: increased violence in the neighboring country of Afghanistan. The Islamic militants of the Taliban live in the tribal areas that span the border between the two countries, and NATO officials say that it seems that with calm on one side of the border, militants are making more attacks on the Afghan side. A Taliban leader has vowed to fight on in Afghanistan, and the Afghanis are sending a